Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, August the 16th. Can you believe it? It's August 16th already. It is flying by quicker. I don't know that I've seen a month go by so quick. Feels to me like just a week ago, just a tiny bit over a week ago, that it was August 1st. But here we are already to August 16th, flying by. I have not seen it go by like this in a while, if not ever. Rachel, I don't even think July went by this quick.
I know, it did.
We're glad to have you with us, wherever you may be, however you may be tuning into this broadcast, whether you're at home, whether you're at work, maybe you're on the beach somewhere, maybe you're getting the kids' stuff ready for back to school. I know in so much of the South, back to school already started, and now in the northern states, too. We have school districts here in Michigan starting this week. And the reason I said Michigan, like with that kind of tone, is I'm not proud of those districts who are starting 3 weeks before Labor Day instead of just one or two. I think 2 weeks before Labor Day in Michigan is enough problems. And obviously in different states, different traditions. Like, the reason I'm not as hard as a place like Ohio or Tennessee or whatever for starting early as I am Michigan is in so many of these other states, many districts like to be done before Memorial Day. In Michigan, that's not exactly a common thing, unless you're like one of these rural districts. The district in which I live, though, will be getting done before Memorial Day for the first time in many years. The first time ever that I know of. And in case you're wondering, I do have an interest in school calendars over the years. I do. I just find it interesting. Why? I don't know. But I do. And even for finding out, like, what works, what doesn't work. All that to say, it is August, mid-August. And so, hope you've come ready to receive tonight from whatever the Lord has for you tonight. I hope you've come ready to receive. You should always have your expector. Always be expecting something from the Lord. In my local area, just yesterday, we started the 83rd Annual Midland County Fair. Yes, the fair did take a year off last year due to the thing. But it's back on this year. I was out there last night. I didn't even go through the merchants or the animal bones or whatever, but just kind of looking around last night. And I want to go see what rides were there, but they had the ride area kind of taped off because they were still busy setting up some of the very big rides. And that was at near 8 p.m. last night. So I hope there weren't workers there who did not sleep last night. I honestly hope not. And, of course, this is my hometown fair. In my lifetime, we've had, let me see here, that I know of, we have had, let me see here, Crown, Wade, Playworld, name. Four different amusement companies, one of which only lasted 3 years. Wasn't exactly on the second one. The reason they were only here 3 years, I wouldn't say it was anything bad necessarily, but there was a scheduling conflict. And also I was told apparently they had problems with rides breaking down and too often and stuff. And by 2003, I wouldn't quite say that I was a super regular yet. I did not yet, at that point, I did not yet know the names of the Carnival Midways like I do now. And that company that was only here 3 years was Wade Shows. Before that, we had Crown Amusements, which then became Pew Shows. And then that whole thing, like, went under. I do not remember the big rides that Crown / Pew had. And these are just the midways in my lifetime. So after Pew, after Crown / Pew, because it was the same company and, like, you know, just a buyout and name change and that, we're keeping it as one company. That makes sense, right, Rachel? Keeping it as one company, that makes sense? Yeah. So then we had Wade. Then we had Wade going to 03. 2004 to 2013, we had Playworld Amusements. Playworld Amusements. And over the course of the 10 years that we had with them, they grew that portfolio of big rides. First, it was just pretty basic, but with some fun things to boot. That was about when I really started to get into these big rides, like to where I would get the bracelets, and that was like around 04, 05. And like for a couple of few years there, every year they'd add a new large ride, which was pretty cool. I remember in 09 they added this big thing called the G-Force, which is one of my all-time favorite midway, Carnival Midway rides to this day. Is that a 360 angle, or how do you describe G-Force, Rachel? And it went very high up, 80 miles an hour. And did they have a 360 angle on it? So it was going at a 360 angle. Like I said, very high up. Could only have like 10 people on it at a time. That might be my all-time favorite midway ride. Like I said, I don't know. And then in 2012, they added this big one called the Remix, which was kind of like, if you know what an orbiter is, type ride is, but this one was a little bit faster, stronger. 2013, their last year, which I didn't know at the time of the season, but I found out real close to Christmas from one of their workers that I was friends with on Facebook, that they were retiring. And, well, ever since then, North American Midway Entertainment is supposed to be a bigger carnival midway, but a bunch of their equipment has been at big state fairs, which means that we have been dealing with a bit of leftovers. You knew what the boo was about, didn't you? The leftover part. And, you know, they've tried some decent ones. And last time they had a star dancer that was there, which was pretty cool, kind of like the Remix. But we'll see what they have this year. The only good thing about if one of those state fairs got canceled is that we would have some bigger rides, which is something I really want, because for those of you that think, you know, there's always Cedar Point, that's true, but there's also something to be said about Carnival Midway rides as well. They have a unique attractiveness to them. I'm not saying it's greater than Cedar Point by any means. No, no, no. Unique. That's a good way to put it, right? A unique attractiveness. You would agree, like, that's a good way to put it? Like, unique? Like, it's just different. And so, I'll see how it is. After the show, I am going to go over there again and take a look at the Midway tonight, now that I know that it'll actually be open and I'll actually be able to get a good look at it and what it has to offer in terms of large rides. Tuesday and Thursday are the days where there are wristband specials. On Tuesday, tomorrow is Kids Day. Pay one price, wristband available 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. for $20 a piece. Thursday, same thing. Just so you know. Also, I want to remind you that on Saturday at Living World Church is our annual free market. And everything there is free. There'll be, you know, clothing, school, supply stuff. There'll be backpacks that will be given away, that some bikes will be given away. You can enter for a drawing to win. Everything there is free. Nothing there comes at a cost. Everything there is free. I've heard of stories of people wanting to pay money for things there, but they've even said, you know, it's free. So feel free to go out there to Living Word Church, 2010 North Stark Road, 1 mile north of US 10, headed towards Sanford in Midland. And so, and it really is a blessing that they do this for those people, because you don't know what people have been through. You have no idea. And they don't even ask questions. You just go through that tent, pick what you want. Hey, there's even free hot dogs / mystery tubes and popcorn and elephant ears and corn dogs and brats and okay, those are our, those last three I said were kind of our wishes, but you get the idea. Maybe next time you do the flea market at the fair. Yeah, I'd be all for that. You have a place there with free corn dogs, free elephant ears. No, maybe like $2 ones. No, not at the flea market. Okay, just kind of messing around there. But everything there is free. I said a free market, not a flea market. When I was little, you know, I had to go to Tennessee for those surgeries. And at the time, they kind of still are, flea markets were a big thing in many areas. You know, and even in Chattanooga, they had at least one, maybe two, that I knew of. And there was this lady who would volunteer at the Ronald McDonald House. Apparently, she had a certain booth at one of these flea markets where she sold things. And one day, we were down there, and I remember my mom saying, you know, we're going to this flea market thing today, and being the little guy that I was calling it a free market. I was saying, yeah, the free market, the free market, the free market. And my mom would be like, son, it's the flea market. And I'd be like, you know, mom, you know. She'd say it her way, I'd say it my way. We didn't exactly argue about it. And fast forward some years later, 2004, they had their first annual free market at Living Word Church. And this is the actual free market. It's not the one that I thought from when I was a little guy. But they don't exactly have booths or what have you. They just, it's not in a building. This market that I went to in Chattanooga was in a building, and it had like stalls and all that. So just feel free on Saturday to check it out and see for yourself. All right. I want to remind you of a couple of things really quick. First of all, thing number one, I want to remind you about our book, about our book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of the first 30 years of my life and how faithful God has been to me. It talks about all the different miracles, you know, and, you know, different struggles that we dealt with. And, you know, but God's been so faithful over my life. God's just been so faithful. And me and my mom and my brother and my dad, we're just so grateful to Jesus for everything that he has done, everything that he is doing right now, everything that he is going to do going forward. And I know that God has great things planned for me. And I know that for a fact. And also, yeah, I just know that the Lord has great things planned for you too, as long as you follow his commandments and serve God the way God says to, not the way you want to, but the way God says to. And so that's why it's just so important that, you know, you pay attention to things of God. So go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about our book. Again, that is Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com to find out information about how you can buy the book. And my hope is that you will, as you buy that book, that you will have it in you to you will have it in you to bless someone else with the book. Then you will be able to just have that much greater of an impact. Now, the other thing I want to mention to you is our PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com. If this has been a blessing to your life in any way, which I believe God that it is a blessing to your life, I pray that it has been a blessing to your life, and my hope is that, you know, that you just are receiving what it is that God has for you. And I know that lives are being changed as a result of this program. I'm sure that souls are being won. People that I don't know about. People that I don't know. People that if they saw me, they would say, "Hey, Miracle Man, thank you. Your show is having such an impact on my life. since I've been listening to your show, you know, the Lord's been so good. I've gotten free from this. I've gotten, you know, I've been, gotten saved. I've gotten, you know, and different things. And so, that being said, it's been a blessing. Go online to paypal.com. When you get on the website, you'll see a search bar. In the search bar, you will type in Rivers Shukla. That is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. And the R in Rivers is capitalized. And then the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. The S in Shukla is capitalized. Also, there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. And I just wanted you to be aware of that. There is a space in between Rivers and Shukla. So it's not like when you're going online, you know, putting in your username and what have you, .com. There is a space between Rivers and Shukla, and the R of Rivers and the S of Shukla are capitalized. Just so you know. And then you get to choose whatever amount you want to give. Between you and God, you make the choice. And sow that seed. Amen. And so I want to sow this verse into your life. You reap what you sow. You know, if you sow of the Spirit, you know, you reap reward and you reap good things. If you sow on yourself of the flesh, you shall of the flesh reap corruption. I don't want corrupted. I don't want my mind corrupted. You know, I don't want my life corrupted. So, amen. And God bless you as you sow your seed tonight. Going to have a quick station ID. When I come back, we'll get into some worship. And then after that, we will get into the word of the Lord for this evening. All right. Praise the Lord, everybody. We are back now. And as I said a minute ago, we're going to get into a couple of songs. And then we're going to pray and get into the Word tonight. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. I see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. We see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 holy. I want to see you. Holy, 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 holy. I want to see you. Holy, 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 holy. I want to see you. Holy, 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 holy. I want to see you. We'll see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 holy. I want to see you. Holy, 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 holy. I want to see you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me. because you died and rose again. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit lives within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. And I'm alive and well. The Spirit lives within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be? You, my King, would die for me. Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you in all I do. I honor you. You are my King. You are my King. You are my King. Jesus, you are my King. Amazing love. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true, 'cause it's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true, 'cause it's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you in all I do. I honor you. You are my King. You are my King. Jesus, you are my King. Jesus, you are my King. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Let me just check. The beginning and the end, the beginning and the end. He wraps himself in life. Darkness tries to hide and trembles at his voice. It trembles at his voice. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great is our God. Age to age, age to age, he stands. Time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. A God of three in one. Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Age to age, he stands. Time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. Our God of three in one. Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb. The Lion and the Lamb, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great is our God. He's the name above all names, worthy of all praise. My heart will see how great is our God. He's the name above all names. You're worthy of all praise. My heart will sing how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great is our God. You're the name. You're the name above all names. You're worthy of all praise. My heart will sing how great is our God. How is the name above all names? He's worthy of all praise. My heart will see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great is our God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for how great you are. You're so great, Lord God. Age to age you stand. Time is in your hand. Thank you, Lord God, for everything that you've done on this earth. Everything you're doing right now. Everything you're doing for us, your children. We thank you, Lord God, that we are your children. It's great to be a Christian, and I just thank you, Lord God, for all of these listeners that are tuned in tonight from across this globe, across all these continents, all these countries, all these people who are tuned in, who are believing for something from you. Thank you, Father, that you are the God of miracles. You are the God that frees us from whatever it is that we need to be free from. Thank you, Lord God, for your delivering, healing, freeing power in our lives, that you are just moving in our midst, healing our bodies, fixing. You're fixing what is broken, that you are just here, making a difference for us, Lord God. Thank you for what you're doing, for how you're doing it for us. Thank you that every need represented by all of these listeners tonight is met. And I make my confession. I mean, I pray, Heavenly Father, that these listeners have a heart ready to receive, ears ready to hear, a mind that is receptive to the Word of God tonight. And I make my confession tonight that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come to the Miracle Man Show, and most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming in to your kingdom, Lord God, as a result of this wonderful radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Let's make our confession, because the Bible says that we can have the fruit of our lips. That this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what the Word says I have. I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It's more than a religious book to me. And it's more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Turn with me, please, to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17. Amen. Jeremiah, chapter 17. I want to encourage you to please follow along. Whatever I do here where I am at, you do wherever you are. Just stay with us and just follow along. Receive whatever it is that the Lord wants you to receive. Amen. Hallelujah. Go with me to Jeremiah 17, verse 19. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah 17, we're going to begin looking up with verse 19. This is what the Lord said to me. Go and stand at the gate with the people, through which the kings of Judah go in and out. Stand also at all the other gates of Jerusalem. Say to them, hear the word of the Lord, O kings of Judah, and all people of Judah, and everyone living in Jerusalem who comes through these gates. This is what the Lord says. Be careful not to carry a load on the Sabbath day or bring it through the gates of Jerusalem. Do not bring a load out of your houses or do any work on the Sabbath, but keep the Sabbath day holy, which I commanded your forefathers. Yet they did not listen, nor did they pay attention. They were stiff-necked, and they would not listen, nor would they respond to discipline. But if you are careful to obey me, declares the Lord, and you bring no load through the gates of this city on the Sabbath, but keep the Sabbath day holy by not doing any work on it, then kings who sit on David's throne will come through the gates of this city with their officials. They and their officials will come riding in chariots and on horses, accompanied by the men of Judah and those living in Jerusalem. And this city will be inhabited forever. People will come from the towns of Judah and the villages around Jerusalem, from the territory of Benjamin and the western foothills, in the hill country of the Negev, bringing offerings and sacrifices, grain offerings, incense, thank offerings to the house of the Lord. If you do not obey me, but keep the Sabbath day holy by not carrying any load as you come through the gates Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. Then I will kindle an unquenchable fire in the gates of Jerusalem that will consume her fortress. The fortresses, that is. Chapter 18. Is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house. There I will give you my message. In other words, he's saying, when you get to the potter's house, I'm going to give you a message. So he went down to the potter's house and he saw him working at the wheel. But the pot that he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaving it as seemed best to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me, O house of Israel, can't I do with you as this potter does, declares the Lord, like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. If at any time I announce that a nation or kingdom is to be uprooted, torn down, and destroyed, and if that nation, I want to repent of its evil, then I will relent, and I will not inflict on it the disaster that I had planned. And if at another time I announce that a nation or kingdom is to be built up and planted, if it does evil in my sight, does not obey me, then I will reconsider the good that I had intended to do for it. Now, therefore, say to the people of Judah and those living in Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says. Look, I am preparing a disaster for you and devising a plan against you. Turn from your evil ways, all of you, and reform your ways and your actions. But they will reply, it's no use. We will continue with our own plans. Each of us will follow the stubbornness of his evil hearts. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. Inquire among the nations, who has ever heard anything like this? A most horrible thing has been done by virgin Israel. Does the snow of Lebanon ever vanish from its rocky slopes? Do its cool waters go distant sources, from distant sources ever cease to flow? Yet my people have forgotten me. They burn incense to worthless idols, which made them stumble in their ways and in the ancient paths. They made them walk in bypaths and on roads that were not built up. Their land will be laid waste, an object of lasting scorn. All who pass by will be appalled and will shake their heads. Like a wind from the east, I will scatter them before their enemies, and I will show them my lack, not my face, in the day when I will show them my back and not my face in the day of their disaster. They said, come, let's make plans against Jeremiah. So the teaching of the law by the priest will not be lost, nor will counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. So come, let's attack him with our tongues and pay no attention to anything that he says. Listen to me, O Lord. Hear what my accusers are saying. Should good people be paid with evil? Yet they have dug a pit for me. Remember that I stood before and you spoke in their behalf to turn your wrath away from them. So give their children over to famine. Hand them over to the power of the sword. Let their wives be made childless and widows. Let their men be put to death, their young men slain by the sword in battle. Let a cry be heard in their houses when they suddenly bring invaders against them. For they have dug a pit to capture me and have hidden snares from my feet. But you know, O Lord, all their plots to kill me. Do not forgive their crimes or blot out their sins from your sight. Let them be overthrown before you. Deal with them in the time of your anger. So you see here, folks, so at first what we read about was God talking to Jeremiah. He was telling Jeremiah, you know, stand at the gate. And he basically said, tell the people, honor the Lord, you know, don't carry loads into or out of the sanctuary, you know, of the temple on the Sabbath. Now, this whole thing about not carrying any loads on the Sabbath, that was under the old covenant. Under the old covenant, you couldn't even carry loads. I mean, like that, I mean loads of things in or out. Now, if you go to Jerusalem, for example, however, or to places where there's, you know, a big Jewish population, for example, you will see places where they still practice based on the Shabbat, which is between sundown Friday night and, you know, early Sunday morning. You will be in, you may be in a building, and let's just say you go on the elevator. A Shabbat elevator, notice the Shabbat is what they call their Sabbath. A Shabbat elevator will stop at every single solitary floor of every building. I mean, of the building that you're in. Oh, so there's 20 floors. Oh, good luck. It's going to stop on every single floor. And there's no way to bypass it. We have an elevator here that the silly thing sometimes likes to stop at the fourth floor. Sometimes it's the fifth floor. We never know. Now, I'm not telling you what floor I live on. I'm just telling you what the elevator does. stops on the fifth floor on its own, go on the way down. Other times it'll be on the fourth floor. But it only does it going down. Doesn't do it necessarily normally going up. But, oh, the Shabbat elevator, on Shabbat day, on Saturday, it will get you every single time. My dad told me he went to Israel once, and that's what happened. Isn't that crazy, Rachel? Every single floor. Every single floor. It can take you 20 minutes to get from the first floor to the 20th floor, all because you're on that Shabbat elevator. Because they think that you should not even do as much as push an elevator button. And here it said, don't carry a load. I'm trying to find where the word elevator is in the Bible. Can't find it. But, you know, in all seriousness, though, even though under the new covenant, you know, under the covenant we have with Jesus, Saturday is still the day of rest. It's the day that you want to be together as a family. And, of course, here's the way it's supposed to work. Sunday is the first day of the week. Sunday is the day where you go and work for the Lord. That's the day you go to church, the house of God. That's the day that you, you know, do your ministry unto the Lord. That's Sunday. Monday through Friday is when you go to work for your boss. No, you go work for, you know, your earthly boss. Saturday, the seventh day of the week, is the day that you rest in honor of the Lord. It took him a week to make, you know, the earth, the moon, the stars, the oceans, the trees. And on the seventh day, he rested from his work. He called that day the Sabbath. So Saturday is the Sabbath, not Sunday, like some of you might have thought. So, like, how you keep it holy is you, know, make sure you pray to God. Make sure you have your devotions with God. Make sure that you prepare yourself for Sunday, which is the day that you work for the Lord. That thing about carrying no loads, that was the old covenant. And I wonder if that's where those people in Israel and other places where there's all these Jewish people that live, you know, and these Jews that live, I wonder if that's where they get their idea from for these Shabbat elevators, which the first couple floors, I would think it was funny. But if I'm in a building and I got 20 floors to go up, from the bottom to the top to get to wherever I'm trying to go, and every floor you stop for like a minute, like nobody gets on, you're talking like a good at least 15, 20-minute elevator ride. Which, the first couple would be funny. And every time I get in that elevator at my apartment, every time I get in it to go down, I wonder, will this be the time that it'll stop on the fourth floor when nobody's even trying to get on? Or not? And you see, you never know. With mine, you don't know. Later, God was dealing with Jeremiah about people in Israel and what they were doing and how people were saying, you know, different people were saying, you know, I'm going to keep doing my stubborn way. They might have not exactly said it, but the way God took it, that's what they were saying. Like, when the people were saying, you know, it's fine. I don't need to do it any different. It's just fine, you know, it's... And why this even said, I know I'm not right, but so what? The big deal. It's just this, it's just that, it's just a little, it's just... They're basically just being stubborn. Like, against God. And God basically told him, you know, I'm going to deal with it. And they're not going to be able to just get away with this, what they're doing against me, against my will, against what I have called them to do. And the Lord, you know, he told him, you know, if you obey me, you'll be blessed. If you don't obey me, you won't be. And the Sabbath thing that I told you about, one of the Ten Commandments. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. You know, like whatever you do, you know, keep it holy as unto the Lord. And as a day of rest. And so think of the prophet Jeremiah, and you just look and you go, the Lord really used him. He did. And the Lord would just show Jeremiah all these different things that he would see. And then he would show people those different things that he would see. And he just is one of the ones that God used. And when the past prophet ministers to you, you receive whatever it is that he has for you. Now, my pastor, Dr. Mark T. Barclay, he's not just a pastor, he's also a prophet. And whenever he decides to step into that prophet's office, and is that my church? And when he's in the services, you know, I receive whatever it is that he has. And which is what you should be doing. And of course, make sure that it's a true prophet, not a false prophet. Don't listen to the false prophets. Because the false prophets will hurt you. Listening to the false prophets will not help you. Paying attention to faulty doctrine will not help you either. Doctrine that says there is no hell. I'm just saved by grace. Why do I even gotta live a certain way? You know, just do what you wanna, when you wanna, how you wanna, and be all right with God. When God said, you know, that's not how it works. And so got to make sure that your prophet, your pastor, you know, your teacher is not a false one. And if you're listening to ones that are false, turn them off. And God will give you discernment. You have to pray that God will give you discernment to know the truth from the falsehood. So that you can steer clear of false doctrines. Because false doctrines are not anything good. They will hurt you, they will not help you at all. So Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. I thank you, Father God, that we would always honor you in our life, that we would put you first, that we would not just see you as someone in our imagination, as our bud, as our pal, but that we would see you as God, the Lord Jesus, that we would always highly esteem you as such. And I pray, Lord God, that you would just meet us right where we are, that you would just minister to us right where we are and strengthen us and just make us what you want us to be, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord God, for that tonight. Thank you that we would remember to keep the Sabbath holy for you, Jesus. And I just give you all the praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, for sports, the preseason, NFL preseason is underway. That being said, on Friday night, the Detroit Lions lost a very close one to the Buffalo Bills, 16-15. To The Lions went for the lead. They got the lead, but then Buffalo last second kicked a field goal. They got it. So they lost 16-15. They will try again this week against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Tigers, this past weekend, faced the Cleveland Indians for the final time this season. And they lost on Friday. On Saturday, they won 8-6 as Cabrera hit his 499th home run this weekend. On Saturday, the Tigers had their largest crowd since July of 2019, over 32,000 fans to watch Miggy. And Sunday, however, the Tigers only got one hit, as the Indians pitcher almost had a perfect game, but the Tigers got a hit in the eighth inning. We stopped that. As the Tigers fell 11-0 on Sunday. Tigers are off today. Welcome the Angels to Comerica Park for tomorrow through Thursday. And then after that, they're on the road again. And it was good to see a couple large crowds at Comerica Park. People have some things to be happy about. Good players. You know, young players stepping up to the plate. And there's good things to feel optimistic about for the Tigers. Whereas for the previous few years, it had been boring, not so good. What's now? What now? What's going on, guys? Why can't we win a game? Or we win them, but why can't we win a series? But since the All-Star break, they're 19-11. So great to see. It is great to see the Tigers getting better. All right, folks, until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.